Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Yom Aleph, it's Sunday morning. Parshas Toldos, Tavshin, Hey Beis. Like, as was mentioned in the email, this is not the week to miss. Because we spoke about all the difficulties and the Yisurim of Yichud, now we got to get to the Heterim. The Heterim. What are the Heterim of Yichud? And there are two principal Heterim, which we find in Shulchan Aruch, actually three. And we'll address, even though it's really out of order, if you look in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, we're not going according to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, but this is the most prevalent heter, and I guess you would call it the easiest way out of a problem of Yichud. So that's why I'd like to address it first. And that is the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRav. Everyone knows you leave the door open, which that's what we're going to try to define today. What does that mean, to leave the door open? Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRav. So the truth is, we'll start on the first page in the Gemara. There's very little mentioned in the Gemara and the Rishonim about this heter, meaning in terms of describing what it means and how it plays out, there's not really much of a discussion until relatively recently. When we say relatively recently, we mean the past 200 years or so, as we're the Achrayim, suddenly they created a whole buzz. Big machlokes, what this means, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRavim. It's a little bothersome to me. Maybe I'm missing a piece of, like, you know, the sociology or the way people used to live, but there's come out no discussion about this in earlier times. But you'll see that since I don't want to call it a Pandora's box, but since this issue was suddenly broken open by Rabbi Akiva Eiger, all the Achrayim tackle it, and it becomes a tremendous question with different details, and that's why I say that it's almost bothersome that nobody spoke about it earlier. But Al Kapanu, now it's here, and we have to understand what it means. So, let's hit it. The Gemara says in Kedushin Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, again in the sugya of Yichud, one line in the Gemara, right in the middle of the Amid over here, Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, if you have a door which is open, L'Rishus HaRabim, Ein choyshishin mishum yichud. There is no chashash of yichud. So, the definition of yichud means seclusion, right? You have a man and a woman who are secluded together. They are yichud, together. What does together mean? It comes as opposed to anybody else. Nobody else is here. There's only them. So, Zok de Gemara, even though it's true, in the house, there's only them. There's one man, let's say, and one woman, which is yichud midaraisa. However, since the Pesach is Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, Ein Boi Mishum Yichud, that's not considered a situation of Yichud. Why not? Why is it not considered a situation of Yichud? If the door is wide open,
somebody could come in and understand you.
So why does the door have to be wide open? It sounds like it's open L'Rishus HaRabim. You're saying somebody's going to walk in. That's what you think the Chashash is. But if it has to be, well, that's the question here. Basically, let's put the question on the table. What does that mean, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim? What does that mean that the door has to be Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim?
Open all the way, or just lock that door down.
Oh, very good. Those are the two tzedakim of it. Does it mean that the door has to be literally open? Pasuach usually means open, isn't that what it means? Or it means that it's not locked, unlocked. Somebody gave me a good example in English. I don't know if this really would translate into the Gemara, but in English there's an expression, an open door policy. What does an open door policy mean? It doesn't mean that your door is literally wide open, but it means you can walk right in. You can walk right in. That's the question of it. So, if the heter means that the door is wide open, then, seemingly, and this is pointed out already by the Achrayim, that the heter is that somebody could walk by, and they'll see. Since the door is wide open, so you're visible, Rishus HaRabim, which is somewhat limiting, first of all, because obviously the door has to be open. That's number one, but number two means you have to be in an area of the house where the person can actually see you. Correct? The person has to actually see you. So if the person cannot see you, then there's no heter. If you walk into the back room of the house, even though the door is wide open, you lose the heter of yichud because suddenly you're not visible to the Rishus HaRabim anymore. So this is one understanding of the Gemara, and we'll see that this is Rabbi Kiveger's understanding. The Rabbi Kiveger is in a tshuva in Siman Kuf, and it's actually brought in the Pisrei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. So when you open the Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't print over here, but when you open the Shulchan Aruch, the words of the Mechaber are, Pesach pasuach l'shus harabim, ein boi mishum yichud. That's what he says. Literally, word for word from the Gemara. There's a shach, a taz, did they say anything to explain the mechaber? Nothing. Not a word. The Rishonim on this Gemara over here, do they explain what the Gemara means? Not a word. Nobody says anything. Until the Pischei Tshuva comes along, which is much more recent, and he brings this Rebbe Kiva Eiger, this Tshuva of Rebbe Kiva Eiger, and that's where the whole discussion begins. Now, Rebbe Kiva Eiger was responding. He was in the middle of a correspondence with the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir was one of the Gedolei Acharonim, and if you look at more, one of the more recent prints of Shulchan Aruch, they've even included some of his Chedushim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. But regardless, there's something called Chedushim Beis Meir on Shulchan Aruch. It's considered one of the premier Gedolei Acharonim. In his time, he was mamish one of the greatest, and especially when it comes to Yeridei and Basav HaCholov, a lot of the big halachas that we have are from the Beis Meir. So the Beis Meir wrote a correspondence with Rebbe Kiva Eiger over here. You see, Rebbe Kiva Eiger took the time to write pages and pages and pages to correspond with him. He was a contemporary mamish, one of the gedolim of that time.
The Gemara uses the word kosher, and you said, and the halacha says ein bo mishus rami. Kosher and ein bo are two different things.
What is the difference between the two?
Kosher means that we don't have to worry about it. It's not a halacha, but kosher means it's something that we don't have to worry about.
What, they worry that he's going to come to something else, you mean?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
he's not in a situation of yichud right now?
Ein bo means it's like it's open, it's there. Choshishin means like the door can be closed, but you don't have to be choshish for something that's going to happen.
Well, depending what the word Pesach Pasuach means. The question is, if the door has to be, again, so let's clarify.
Choshishin implies that the door doesn't have to be open.
No, choshishin means that you're talking about the
yichud. How do you know that? If the word Pesach Pasuach means the door is open, that means that if the door is open, then ein choshishin misham yichud. Choshishin very often means that, it just means, ein choshishin means that we do not have to concern ourselves with the halacha or with the isser of yichud. We're not concerned with yichud, which means that it's not relevant, doesn't apply in this scenario. That's what the word choshen usually means. When we talk about, colloquially, when we use the word chashash, it means like, I'm not choshish, I'm not worried. So we mean not worried about yichud. Is it yichud? It's not yichud. We mean I'm not worried about it. It means it's not applicable. In the Gemara, usually it means it's not applicable. It's not a case of yichud. So what does this mean, that the door is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, right? Again, we already pointed out, just open the discussion before we even see anything inside. There are two tzedadim over here, what it could possibly mean. Either you would translate it literally, Pesach Pasuach means that the door is open, L'Rishus HaRabim, or Pasuach just means that it's not locked. Now how does that translate into the words of the Gemara? That's a good question. So let's see what Rebbe Kiva Eiger says. This tshuva actually is in the middle of a discussion about Saita, and through the discussion about Saita came up a question about Yichud. There was a whole, not Saita literally over here, but there was a whole story that the tshuva is based on a story that the, I don't know, then it was a paritz or some sort of lord or, you know what they would call them back in Europe, people that, not the king literally, but they had the provinces had different people that ran them and they were very powerful. And they took a woman they took her into the palace or something, and there was a whole question if she became Asur Labayil, just the fact that they closed the gate behind her. They took her in, I don't know what they wanted from her. They had to interrogate her or something, and they closed the gate. And there was a question if she became Asur Labayil. So they weren't discussing Yichud per se, and then it came in, Derech Agav, to a question of Yichud. What about Yichud? Meaning, the question was, now she came back, could she stay married to her husband? But then there's a question, Bechlal, obviously they took her there by force, but the question would be, is there an Isser Yichud for her to walk in if the door is closed behind her? So, Ma'adahel Amar Kvoide B'dibur Zeh, this is in Simen Kuf, in the first Chelik of Tshuva Sri Kriga Simen Kuf. It's a long Tshuva. So, this Dibar Maskel, this paragraph begins, Ma'adahel Amar Kvoide B'dibur Zeh, the Yichud Einem Bechlau Dovam Bechur, which then has to do with the fact that she should become Asura Levaila, Zeh Barv Emes Kayechachas from Ga'ina Ner Yer. You see how Rebbe Kiva Eiger talks to the Beis Meir. Ulam, Ashkasa Mikoyah Zed Masov Emes in a Mavikar, I'm gonna go through quickly through the first three lines here. The Maza Shiskamam Shanichasu Ze Achazev He Gifad Losis. What's the fact that they just closed the door behind them, Lakhar Zehu Loi Have Rak Stira Ba'alma. This is talking in terms of her becoming Asur Labailo, because the cause of her Rajba, which we're going to see the Rajba in a minute. Very quick. Birarnu, Bugambalosh Ramah, Vahulu, I don't know what these Vahulus are referring to. Emes. Says the Rebbe Kiva Eiger, Emes. He says, this is true. Sham hu lashon harashba. There is a lashon language in the Rashba that says v'hagafas delosis. What does hagafas delosis mean? Closing the door. Sha'amarti ein ze yichud is not considered yichud ad Sheyehe habayis, until the house is no'ul bimin oil. What does no'ul bimin oil mean? Locked with a lock. So the Rashba says, he's quoting a Rashba in the Chuvis, he writes it Simen Elef Reish Chafalf, 1221. So the Rashba says, Hagofas de losos shalmarti, ein ze yichud, closing the door is not yichud, ad sheyehe habayis no'ul bimin oil, until the door is locked. That seems like a pretty clear language in the Rashba that the yichud, isav yichud, only begins once the door is locked. Says Rabbi Kveger, Avo be'emes zehu lesa, that's not correct. Kveger's arguing on the Rashba. It's a difficult thing to say. Be'emes zehu lesa, but that's what he seems to imply over here. Zehu lesa, it's not true. K'demuchach me'ashas. What does it say in our Gemara we saw? Davko pesach pasuach l'rishos harabim hu de'em ba'mishem yichud. When is it mutter? Only if the pesach is pasuach, it's open. If the ikul meidak mina, Rabbi Kveger makes the obvious diuk, ha pesach sasum. If the door is closed, afilu einoy no. Even if it's not locked, v'upayni l'rishus haram. Even though it's facing rishus haram, a pasuach l'chatz, it's open to a place where many people pass by. But since the door is closed, v'hu ima biyichud b'habayis ha veyichud. It is considered yichud. And then he brings another raya from the subsequent gemara over here in kedushin, which says, v'chei mashma the omer of kahana shami kedushin anosha mi b'fnim. So again, we mentioned this in passing in a different chabura, that where you have two rooms, one next to each other, and we have to be choshish that one of the men will slip in to the room where the women are. Upirish shem yetzi echad mehem, one of the men will go out, v'yisyachid im anoshim, and he'll be misyachid with the women over there. Hare, af im neimu debachasha sheyetzi l'cheder ha'anoshim shebetoichoi, even though... I'm not exactly sure what that line meant over there. What's the chashash of yichud? If the door is unlocked, right? How do you get in from the men's side to the lady's side? How do you walk in? The door was unlocked. He got in, right? Okay, so now he's there. Big deal. So what's separating the men from the women? A doorway. So if there's a door between it, but somebody could get in, so why is that yichud? Says Rabbi Kveger, Elavadai, rather you see, I feel below Skiras Min, Avicha Teretz, because as long as the door is closed, there's a whole group of men in one room, and there's a group of women in the other room, and the man slipped out, and he's with the women in the other room, and the door is closed. Zalker, Rabbi Kveger, you see, that is considered Yichud. And the biggest raya he brought before, that the Gemara says the heter is when it's Pesach, Pasuach, Lushus Aram. Anyone who knows Ivra knows, understands that the translation of Pesach, Pasuach means that the door is open. So if the door is closed, what was that?
It's not necessarily cloaked, really speaking. When you say, you ask a person, is the door locked? No, it's open. The door opens.
No, you want to know, is the door locked? You say, no, the door open means that the lock is open.
You don't say unlocked. You say, no, it's open. Right? People say that. Or a door opens to the rishus, to a yard. It opens to... That doesn't mean that it's open.
It opens means that that's where the opening goes to, right? You want to say Pesach Pasuach means... So then for that price, you could say even if the door is locked, because since this door leads to Rishus HaRabim, if it's just describing the location of the door, it's the front door, not the backyard door, so then would be even if it would be locked. Pesach Pasuach means that when you open this door, where does it open to? Rishus HaRabim. It opens up Mamashan to the main road. So, but in Svar, there's no reason to say that since it opens up to the main road, that... there's no yichud. Nobody makes that argument that since the door is open to the main road, why would that take? Let's understand it smart and logically for a minute. Why is this not yichud?
Because if it's locked, it doesn't open to the main. It doesn't open to anything, right?
So open means that it could open now without some other action of first unlocking it.
If there's something preventing the door from opening, so then it's not an open. It's not anything. It's not an opening.
Okay. You're saying that we could fit the words here. Rikveger understood that the simple reading of the Gemara means it's pasuach, means open literally. So again, we have to understand what is the svara of the two opinions over here. Let's see the Rashba inside before we go any further, because Rikveger quotes a Rashba, and we'll see that Rikveger himself is not very comfortable just arguing on a Rashba. It doesn't work that way, right? The Rashba is one of the G'dayi Rishayim, the Rikveger, although he was being... It's true that Rikveger was the Gadol Hador in his time, but you're talking about 600-700 years after the Rashba. So you don't just come along and say, oh, the Rashba said it, but never mind. It doesn't work that way. So let's just see the Rashba over here. It's in Elef, Reish Nun Aleph. I think actually may have been misquoted in the printer over here in Kivager. At least in our printer, in the Chuvah of the Rashba, it's an Aleph Reish Nun Aleph. Look in the second paragraph of the Chuvah of the Rashba. Benidin Shlofanenu. Look in five lines in to the Rashba. V'hagofas delosis sh'amarta, and the closing of the doors that you mentioned, ein ze yichud ad sh'yehei bayis nol. It's not considered yichud ad sh'yehei bayis nol, until the house is locked. The Tara Tarek B'Yushalmi shar no b'minol mashma. He's coming from the expression the Yushalmi. Tara Tarek means that the door is locked. Not only that it's closed, it's even locked. Until it's locked, there's no yichud. So Rav Kivager didn't make light of the fact that the Rashba said this. He may have argued and he may have felt that the Gemara itself was mashma otherwise, but if the Rashba also knew the Gemara, right? The Rashba knew the Gemara in Kedushin. He was aware what the Gemara said, Pesach Pasur Choshus Harabim. So if you look on the next page, in the subsequent Chuvah Rav Kivager, where he continues corresponding with the Beis Meir, he writes like this on the next page now. Rav Kivager Simen Kuf Aleph, the bottom of the first column here, the paragraph begins, Mashkosav Malakoy Terasa Neder Yor Lister Dvari. Again, he's busy with the question of kir, not really of yichud. But then he says, "Vahid the shuvus harashba al korchach hagirsa ein ze yisoid." He held it was a mistake in the printing. The Rashba didn't say that if it's locked, ein ze yichud. It is yichud. Ein ze yisoid means there's no basis to say that it's not yichud. Ein ze yisoid. There was a mistake. He held it was a toy safer in the Rashba. Dvar of Nechayim u'machrochem b'Rashba, the Chuvah Rashba says Rav Kivager, devadai gam b'loy sogur yichud mikri. Even if it's not locked, as long as the door is closed, it is considered yichud. So Stam, he's trying to fix. He obviously feels that in the context of the broader Chuvah Rashba, which I tried a little bit, but it's really a whole different discussion of the other Rashba. I couldn't comprehend the whole scope of what he was saying, but he holds that more. The other parts of the Rashba also seem to point towards, obviously it's not so simple, but he felt at least that it pointed to the Svara, or to the Halacha, that the door being closed is Yichud. It does not have to be locked. Even though the simple reading of the Rashba seems to say that it's not Yichud until the door is locked, but Zokri Kivager, first of all, he changes the Girsa, and he feels that the Rashba himself did not mean that, and the Rashba just said, HaGofas Lasa Shamarta Ein Ze Yisoy, not Ein Ze Yichud. What? Ain't that Yisoid?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mat Baki and Chuvah Sarash, what?
Yushalmi's clearly talking about a lot.
So I don't know what the case of the Yushalmi was. It could be also, I don't know if the Yushalmi is talking about Yichud. Again, the Yushalmi may be talking about the case of Asur Labayla as well. That's really the focus of that whole discussion over there with the Rashba. Now, there's only one big problem with this Rav Kivager, and that is that the Gedolei Acharonim, the earlier Acharonim, the very early ones, namely the Radvaz, Radvaz is mamish, like the very beginning of the time, the Tkufa of Acharonim, many hundreds of years before Rav Kivager, and the Mabit, also, the very beginning, they both quote this Rashba, and they quote it the way we had it, not the way Rav Kivager has it. Rav Kivager is saying that Tosefa means that the printer made a mistake. So you see that seems to indicate otherwise, that many early Acharonim had the Rashba the way we have it. And first of all, obviously, this is the can't say the print, because it wasn't a print then, but this is the nusach that they had, and they accepted it, right? They understood every Rashba, and they knew the Gemara. We're talking about the Radvaz, we're talking about the Mabit, these are the Gedolei Acharonim. They understood what the Halacha was, and they quoted the Rashba, which I just brought for an example over here. The Radvaz, it's in Chelek Aleph, the end of Tshuva Kuf Chav Aleph. He says, V'zel Lashon HaRashba, B'tshuva Simen Tav Reish Nun Aleph, which we just saw. The Tara Tark Yushalmi Shar no b'minol mashma has to be locked with a lock. Again, he quotes that Yushalmi Baruch that you were talking about. The Taima, here's the reason. Why is it that if the door is unlocked, there's no yichud? We said before, the door has to be wide open according to the simple reading of the Gemara and the way Rav Kivager understands. It has to be wide open. But now we have another opinion, as long as it's unlocked, it's also good. Why? Why is it not yichud if the door is unlocked? There has to be an understanding, a logic to it. Says the Radvaz, v'taymo kol she'ene b'minol. If it's not locked, yorei who he worries shema yikonitz acher shalei b'rshus. Somebody's gonna walk in. So you have two opinions of him. The first opinion we saw was that the heter is only if the door is wide open. Wide open would mean that what? Somebody could see you. Here we're saying no. Even if nobody sees you, But if the door is not locked, somebody may walk in. Well, certainly if the door is open, somebody may walk in. But even if it's not open, you wouldn't have to literally leave it wide open. If it's not locked, somebody may actually walk in. That's the way the Radvaz understands the Rashba. So certainly the understanding over here is that as long as the door is unlocked, there is no hatter, there is no Issa V'icha, which provides us, it's a little easier to, you have, let's say, a babysitter in the house, or you have, again, somebody comes to fix something in the house, so you can leave the door wide open. What if it's in the winter? What if it's raining? And what if it's uncomfortable? Okay, you can leave the door wide open. According to the Radvaz, according to the Rashba, as long as the door is unlocked, there's no Issa. It's a big deal, so don't lock the door. What if to lock the door for? So don't lock the door. No Issa. And the truth is, you see one more thing over here from Rabbeinu Yoina. Interesting, the Rabbeinu Yoina is in the Sefer Ayira, which is today many Shari Tshuvas of Rabbeinu Yoina have it printed in the back. Rabbeinu Yoina writes as follows: Ve'ezehu Yichud, I believe it's Ois Reish Lamed Hei in the Sefer Ayira. Ve'ezehu Yichud, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, Sogar b'mafteach oy b'minu. It's locked. B'mafteach, I guess, means a key or a lock. I don't know what it means, a key or a lock. Usually a lock has a key, but unless it means like a latch of some sort that they used to use. So either, basically, it's locked. Zehu yichud amar b'Torah. This is quoted also on the latest farm. They bring this from Rabbeinu Yoina, when he's just going through all the different lavim in the Torah, how does he describe the Isra of yichud? It's locked. He doesn't say it's closed, he says it's locked. Also, like the Rashba.
Could it be that this is something that actually changes with time? Because, I mean, we're used to living in New York City where everybody locks their door. Right, so nobody would have a half a minute to just walk into your house because they assume the door is locked.
But unless the door wasn't locked, they would walk into your house.
No, they wouldn't. But they wouldn't even have a half a minute to walk into the house. Whereas in previous generations, where everybody's door was unlocked, or in other neighborhoods you can go, people don't lock their doors. So if somebody wants to ask a question, or somebody needs a chavis to borrow some sugar or some milk, they might just walk into the house if nobody answers the door.
I really hope not.
I hope that. I'm just saying, is it possible that it's dependent on the minig of the makom and the minig of the time?
You want to say that it's more chomer in a place where the derech lock it, than even if you don't lock it, people will assume that it's locked.
I have a minute to walk. I'm not going to walk up to somebody's house and walk into the house. Oh. But if the door is unlocked in a time where people didn't lock their doors, it's more shaykh that somebody might walk in. And that's what undermines the Isra of Yichud. Since you have a chashash that people might walk in, do you really have a chashash if you by mistake forget to lock your door that somebody's going to walk into your house? No.
Well, make a distinction between a store and a house.
It's not the guy's in the house alone. He's not going to do anything illicit if the door's open. He's going to lock the door. Because otherwise there is a chance if somebody will walk through the door.
So it's a big
that's what's the line of theory.
There is a chance. I'm just saying that the chance is much less in an environment where people don't just walk into other people's houses because doors are usually locked.
Even it's not
shy
if somebody walks in.
But the guy
is
the door's closed, but
his mate
just walk in.
Oh, the is saying very good svaras. Everything that's being said here is on the very straight path. The path that's been trod by the G'dayli Achreinim.
Lamar Marshall tell you, if somebody lives in a glass house, he locks every door, every window, sealed.
Oh, glass house is something else. Then you already have the heter of Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim Mamish, because everyone could see you.
But it's not. It's a locked door.
Right, no, it's true. But right. The Svara of Pesach, so, I mean, the Gemara expressed it as being the open, because the average person does not live in a glass house. But if you do, right. Or the example given is the Chaloyim, right? A person has windows, even if a person's house is not totally glass, but if he's in a room where the truth is that many, the way, if you drive now, you drive up to BQE and you drive up to the city, many of the new modern buildings are being built. You see these floor-to-ceiling windows, right? It's a big thing today. If you drive anywhere where they're building neighbors where there's a gentrification, and you see these new buildings going up. Always, you have.
Right. But they don't care what anybody sees.
That's true. I'm just saying, but there is a concept of having open windows, and then that would be a heter as well. Again, if you're in a regular house where there's a window here, a window there, it wouldn't be so helpful because the moment you move out of the line of vision of the street, you don't have the heter anymore. But if you're in an area where there is indeed people can see in from the street, so then also there's no Isra of Yichud. But again, we're talking about here.
Video camera.
Oh, video camera, we have to discuss another time, the electronic eye, which is very common today, especially in the workplace, to if that is, helps for Heter V'Yichud also. Correct, that's also a shiloh.
Two months later, in the beginning, he says, "Tayyib Lizar, if you look at Pesach Pesach, which is arousing." Initially, he says that Yichud is only...
So you have to understand that Rabbeinu Yoina is a Sefer HaMoser. Now, if you know, the Chofetz Chaim in the Hakdama, familiar with what the Chofetz Chaim says about this? Not done with the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. He was trying to make a revolution. The Chofetz Chaim. He wanted to bring attention to that. Not to, we think of Lashon Hara as like a bad thing. It's a something to work on. It's not just something to work on. The Chofetz Chaim was saying these are halachas that we have to keep. This is part of Shulchan Aruch. So he tried. It's actually not in Shulchan Aruch itself. It's in the Rambam. And the Chofetz Chaim was trying to bring attention to what the strict halacha of Hilchos Lashon Hara is. And he says, hey, one second, he writes in Akhtam Bifam. Well, busy trying to tell you, let's just stick to the halacha. Forget about being a big tzaddik. You have to just keep the halacha. So why am I always quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah? Everyone knows the Shara Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a Musa Sefer. So if I'm trying to write a halacha Sefer, why do I constantly quote Rabbeinu Yonah? The Chofetz Chaim asks this question on himself. He says two things. He says, first of all, he writes that the Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you're very careful to be medactic when he says, he never leaves the shvil of halacha. He follows what the halacha is. And number two, he writes that Lamaisa, whenever I bring Rabbeinu Yonah, I also am mitzaref other rishonim. He doesn't bring Rabbeinu Yonah on his own to ask or something. So he sort of leaves us somewhere in the middle. It's not clear if it's really halacha sefer. So what does he need another sefer to be mitzaref? The question is a question. It's not clear what Rabbeinu Yonah's intent is when he says tov lizar. Does it mean that min hadin it's also, or he means that Lamaisa, like we saw in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, says a person should be merachek himself from these inyanim to even to a greater degree than the halacha requires. So I don't know what that means, tov lizar. The point is well taken.
If he's saying that yichud only applies when the door is locked, and he says tov lizar, but pesach pasul, which is harabim.
Then he means even the hadin, whatever the Gemara was referring to, that it certainly is mutter. Whatever the case is, that's mutter, you should be nizar and not utilize that after either.
But it means that it's not, that you must be talking about something that is locked, because if it wasn't locked, there's anyways no yichud, even if it's not pesach pasul. It's only us or if it's locked, right?
Correct.
Meaning that if it's not locked, regardless of Pesach Pasuach or not, it's fine. So we're talking about a situation where it is locked, and it's Pesach Pasuach, still type these up.
No, not necessarily. No, he's saying even where you have, again, where it's locked, there's no heter at all. That's the iser. Even if it's open, meaning you don't have the heter of it being locked, which means either maybe it's unlocked, or maybe it means it's even wide open.
You have a heter,
you have a bigger heter. You have a heter, but he's saying that the person should be machmir. When it comes to these things, the person should be machmir. I don't know if he means strictly halacha. That's what I want to point out. Now, there's a tshuva in this about this topic in the Binyan Tzion, a long tshuva, not a long tshuva, but he goes through this. He brings these sources that we saw. He asked the question point blank, the way we asked it. Sheilot and Simon Kuflam and Ches in the Binyan Tzion. Ma nikri yichud im harayis. Is it only when the door is locked? Or maybe even if it's closed and not locked, it's also aser. So he brings the Rashba, because of the Rashba.
He says cheder,
what?
He just went from the half to the cheder. What means the same thing?
You want to, if you're in a house with a locked door and there are other people in the house?
No, we start by saying Pesach
Pasuach. Oh, you want to say there's no rabbi in there?
That's the front door, the back door, the side door. Now he's talking in the
cheder. So one thing is certain, that the heter is certainly only when there are other people around. Meaning, either it's just a rabbi where automatically there are people that pass back and forth, or it says a chatzah where you have many people. Even if a chatzah doesn't necessarily have it, if you have your own yard, nobody walks into your yard. But another example of a heter would be where you have a chatzah where many people, it is, let's say, in Yerushalayim. The Chatzer is Hashir. So then people walk back and forth. The Pesach, which is open to there, is also Mutter. And then the Cheder over here, I don't know what it means, but obviously, again, it must be referring to a case where outside this Cheder, either it means the house or the room, there are people that walk around. Now, he brings the Rashba. V'agof eslos eshamar te'en zeyichud achi ba'is nol, the Tara Tov Yerushalmi shar nol, the middle has to be dafka locked. If it's unlocked, it's Mutter mashmo, k'damash b'asmi Yerushalmi. Perek ha'mad yaseyosan Tara Tov seita. We'll go through the whole thing over here. Give me a minute. 1 second. We'll see where we should pick up over here. He brings the whole Rashba. Then he brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Then he points out that Rabbi Akiva Eiger changes the... If you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of the first column. 8 lines from the first bottom from the column. He says, Habeis Meir v'hiskim imar Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That what? That there's an Isser as long as the door is not wide open. But he brings Ochen, Bechuvas Maram Trani, which is the Mabit, and Bechuvas Maradvaz, Hetik Divir Rajva, Kamosh Lufanenu, Ein Zeichud. They write Ein Zeichud, they don't write Ein Zeichud. So you see that their interpretation of the Rajva, their gifts of the Rajva was Bechar, not correct. Now, if you look, just an interesting point over here on the next page, is a very interesting Gemara which he uses as a raya. Actually, a raya to Aser. A raya to Aser. He says, "V'hine b'tchil." On the next paragraph begins, "V'hine v'hine b'tchilo oisef rayas me'a Gemara shegam b'loy segiras d'losay to make riyichud." He's bringing a raya to Rabbi Kivegan that even if the door is not locked, it's still considered yichud. What's the raya? But mihani avdem shaloi have you rayas halom? Listen to the interesting Gemara. I'm reading on. It says, "Devoira." The chsiv dvar first is from Devar. Devar was a shefetes. The chsiv dvar eishes neviya eishes lapidos isha neviyam. So she was a neviya eishes lapidos. My eishes lapidos. Why was her husband's name lapidos? I don't know why this comes into the tshuva over here. He brings the whole gemara. She said oisa psilis the mikdash. So lapidos is lashon of a flame. So he would make the wicks for the beis hamikdash. What?
She's oisa.
Oh, he was called lapidos because of what she did. V'hi yosheves tachas teimer, right? We all know there was something called teimer devarer. She would sit under this date tree. So the Gemara says, why'd she sit under a date tree? She couldn't find any dafka date tree. She couldn't sit under any tree. Ma'ishna tachas teimer. Amr b'shem me'afshalim b'shemichem. The Gemara says the reason why she said dafka under a date tree is because if she would have sat under a different tree, there would have been an isra of yichem. Opirish Rashi, what does that mean? Shehu gavoya v'ein leitzel. Anyone who's ever seen a palm tree knows that you don't have leaves coming down or branches coming down. They only at the very top of the tree. So she sat underneath, so there's nothing blocking the view of where she's sitting, meaning she was a shefetes. People would come to speak with her, perhaps secluded that nobody else was around. So she wanted to remain in clear view of the Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ein lo itzel, ve'ein al miyachal l'siyachet sham, ima, kamoi, bebayis. So since she was sitting under a tree where the branches were only very tall, there was no issue of yichud like there would have been in a bayis. V'derech drush amarti. Okay, then he gets into the derech drush. Lama hektam shoyse eishes lapidos. Duchay rakashi says, "Ma'ichshash yichud hoya the hamirim b'kedushin bayil b'yam shichud." What about her husband wasn't around? So it says the isha bayil b'mishamarta. That's a different hetter. We'll see. Al v'yishlem with the isha tana v'yo eishes lapidos shoyse oisa lapidos v'oisa shoy leches as bayil lovin the beis hamikdash. He made the torches for the beis hamikdash, or maybe it means he made the wicks. Here it says lapidos. So he had to go chutz l'ir to do this job. So there was no hetter of him being around. Okay, Pirsha ideas in the grass. Ishes lapish aban nekel pirshim shiluchai that he was sent out to do his job. V'chein kivan da habir pam lehoya habal beir shiyosh hashem hutzuch aleish tachas teimer mishamichem. V'zehu ma'ada omar apostle kopirsha gemara v'mnei shoyse ishes lapidah shalchu pam shilashiloi he yosh tachas teimer laden v'pnei hayichud. Achein. Oh, here's the important point here. Achein. I amri non derach bedeles no'o mikri yichud. If you want to maintain that the iser yichud is only when the door is locked, lama lo leishiv tachas timer. Why do you have to sit underneath a timer, under a palm tree? Hare tachas shar ilon shanaf of merubin. Let's say the other trees, like a willow tree, that the branches come all the way down to the ground. V'yesh letzel gamken en yichud. Okay, so let's say the imamish even covers the area where she's sitting with the person who's coming to speak with her. There's still no yichud, because even if it's considered like a door, it's definitely not locked. You can, if you push the branches aside, you can get in. Zog the binyan tzin. You see clear from the Gemara that as long as they're not visible, you don't have the heter of pesach pasuach. She had to make sure to be so careful that she wasn't visible at all. Now you want to be matzik and say like the Rinyana said that he tzarech lizar. She was going to lefnim b'shir sadin. That could also be. She was the shefetah. She wanted to go to the nth degree. Nobody should even suspect it for a moment. Even the vaitis chashash that she was over mishum yichud. That could be. But then, gets to an important point. Of this is what you said earlier. The Binyan Tzin is pushing over here to say that the door has to be open. And then he writes, even what the Rashba says, and look in the next column here, where it's underlined, the last, these three lines of the Binyan Tzin. Maybe someone will just walk in. Even if, as long as the door is unlocked, someone will just pop in on you. So there's always a yichud. No. If the derech of the place that you live is that nobody would just walk in on you, when was the last time someone just walked into your house without asking permission? Not that they knocked and walked in. What? Somebody walked in. Oh, so you know where you have it? People who have married children, then it's common, right? Because your own children, or not even non-married children, if you have children at home, your children will walk into the house without question, even after they leave the house. I mean, if they live at home, certainly they walk in without asking. But even if they don't live at home anymore, Lamaisa, they feel hamish. So, you know, they don't ask to come in. And suddenly someone's around. They don't tell you that they're in town. And they wanted to stop in. They're going to make a coffee at home. You know, and they pop in. That's it. But for many people, certainly if you don't have children of that age or certain children who live or who are around that you should suspect that they should just walk in, it's not common. Someone just walks into the house.
It's a question of mirzus. Nobody would do anything wrong without first locking the door. Even if no one comes in.
Locking the door doesn't make a difference for the kids either. I'm saying married kids are just
you're saying if you lock if the chash is married kids, they can open the door too.
They just as quickly.
Sure, you have a combination lock, which most people have today. They walk right in, it's not even locked anymore. So then there's never an issur. So Lamaisa, if the heter is just because people have children, you would think that it should have said something in the Nisa Kalim. Someone should have. That's only a certain scenario, right? What they're trying to say is that if the door is unlocked, it's mutter, right? Some of the Achrayim are saying that if the door is unlocked, it's mutter. Why? Because some people have children, but the heter seems to apply to anyone, right? So what, you tell me it's limited. Only certain people have this heter, other people don't have this heter?
No,
for some people it's locked, for some people it's not locked. It's not even locked by the children. It's not, there's no lock by the children.
So you tell me that if you have children, then bechlal, there's no iser of yichud bechlal in the house because someone could always show up.
But this is mirsis. For children, mirsis.
Why does mirsis have to be an actual physical, you know, this is what people do. Mirsis, if someone was doing something wrong, they would lock the door. This mirsis is
That's a good point. It's a good point also. You said that. You said it earlier as well. Let's see. So Lamaisa, the Ben Yitzian says that the only heter would be, again, you want to rely on the heter that you don't have to lock the door. The Ben Yitzian says, well, listen, that only applies if it's taka realistic that someone would actually walk into your house without knocking first, without asking permission to enter. Like they would just walk right in.
In a bungalow colony, for example, that type of environment,
people it's walk right in.
People to walk
correct.
Right in.
A bungalow colony would be in such an environment.
They want to borrow sugar, whatever, you know, what are you doing, where are you going?
Which colony? So
it depends on the minute of Malkum. You know,
depends
on the bungalow colony, too.
But it's true. You know, in the time of Purim, people walk into people's houses, right? That's a day that, Marshall, very common. Most people don't lock the door because people are coming in and out the whole day. You know, people open, lock the door, unlock the door. And very often people, maybe shulacha, maybe who are not, don't have the highest level of etiquette. They're not from the neighbor. They don't know what the culture is. But lamaisa, you're not surprised on Purim when someone opens the door without asking. When suddenly on a Tuesday afternoon someone suddenly opens the door and you're working at home, like, who's that, right? Who's someone just walking into the house? It's surprising. It's not something which is expected at all. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov over here in the Emes Yaakov, he brings something very interesting, a little piece of history, which he makes this point as well. It's the Simon of Beis Eben Ezer, that's the Simon of Yichud. Look on the footnote over here on the bottom. It's number 8. It's the second column. It's a little blurry. The second column. Look what he writes, Rabbi Yaakov. Well, they bring him Yipiash from Rabbi Neustadt, who compiled the same. He heard this from Rabbi Yaakov, or I don't know exactly where he collected this from. B'masha nechelku ha-paiskim. This is a big fundamental machlekes ha-paiskim. Zal, ibay is sogur v'lenol. If a door is closed and not locked, if it's nechshav kepesach pasuach, nireh, sheha machlekes ha-yisad kluyo b'min hoge ha-medinis. This was the word different, depends where you lived. There were places that the neighbors would just walk in. If Yaakov said in Litta, people would just walk right in. That was a given. You needed something from the neighbor, some sugar, you walked into the neighbor's house without even knocking. Forget about asking permission. You didn't even knock, you just opened the door. Even if the door is closed, guy just walking without knocking. Go in by Ashkenaz, in Germany. You think you would just walk in without knocking?
Why do we lock the door? Why is everyone lock the door in America?
That people shouldn't come in.
Right? So obviously, a place where everyone locks the door all the time is because in that place you walk, you just walk in.
Again, so if that's what you lock the door. If the door is unlocked.
You lock it because we're worried people will come to your house. You know.
Are you saying otherwise? Why would people lock the door?
You know, that's why you
lock the door during the daytime also.
Do I? No, I don't lock the door ever.
I'm saying during the daytime. people are worried about ganav mostly, right? They're worried about worried like intruders because people who are intruders don't exactly have etiquette, right? They're not worried about what you think of them if they're doing something proper or not. They're coming to steal. So you lock your door at night. But if you would, besides for those people, are you worried that a person would walk in during the daytime? No.
I'm not upset. Why does everyone lock the door?
Because here he's saying that the Pshat's would walk in. He doesn't mean a Ganef is going to walk in. He means another normal person would walk in. Now it could be, like you're saying, that even if the Pshat's only from a Ganef, Lamaisa, if a person is worried that a Ganef may walk in, so he wouldn't do something wrong either, because Lamaisa, someone may walk in. He's trying. He doesn't want. He's, the ganef is not invited, regardless. But I believe it.
Anyone?
It's halacha shulchan aruch.
I think halacha shulchan aruch. Maybe it's Ramon. Maybe it's Ashkenaz versus Sephardic.
I don't know. What's interesting is Meir Taka lived in Germany, right? Posen is in Germany or in Poland?
Depends. When. I think it
moved back and forth.
Austria.
Where was Posen?
I would assume it depends on the minute.
I think it is Austria.
What?
Depends on the minute. The minute was people walk in, then that was.
That's what he's saying. Yaakov says depends on the minute. Kain gamdel skubal enul yesh bach shashichin. See, he makes a stick of pshar over here. Says lamaisa nirsha baifin shishichin b'diraisi yesh lahachmir. If it's yichin b'diraisa, then you should be machmir. Yichin b'diraisa, let's say, would be one man and one woman, as opposed to two women is only a isser b'dirabanon. Baifin shayichin b'dirabanon yesh lahachmir. So Yaakov wanted to say that this machlekes achrenim, there's no real hachra. So if it's diraisa, you should be machmir. If it's yichin b'dirabanon, you could be mekel. Now, Lamaisa, the minigo ilum is to be mekel. The minigo ilum is that people do not leave the door wide open. I heard in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman actually that he said that a person should at least leave the door a little bit open, right? So again, that's not the heter of Pesach Pasuch that somebody's going to see you. But if the door is a little open, then at least you can say that even if the derech is not just to walk in without reshus, but if the door is open a little bit, then somebody may walk in. Because you see, if somebody came by, one of your neighbors who needed something, and they saw your door open, so obviously, you can walk in. It means you're probably standing right behind the door, or you know, you're in the middle of talking to somebody, so you're in a situation where they don't feel uncomfortable to open the door. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. But many other Acharonim, based on the Binyan Tzion, Rav Moshe Shtarbuch brings like this, and the Mechas Yitzchak also has a tshuva. Just read two lines of Rav Moshe Shtarbuch. He writes, he's talking about a babysitter. Somebody has a babysitter in the house. Ludaiti. Nobody would walk in. Nobody would walk in without knocking and asking permission first. Ain lahater. It says ladaiti roy lumnei adav. A person should refrain. It doesn't say it's usher outright, but he says a person should refrain. Lamaisa, all these achrayim who are being machmer for all those achrayim, we'll see that there's a very, very serious position to be mekel. And that is the Chazanish, right? We usually identify the Chazanish with Chumris, but the Chazanish over here is Mekel. It's not in the Sefer Chazanish. It's in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which we've quoted before. The Sefer Dvar Halacha was written by a Talmud of the Chazanish and the Stipler. He wrote actually the famous Sefer Arches Rabbeinu, where he literally followed the Stipler around for years and tracked his every move and documented it. And he was a brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And... No, not a brother-in-law of Shlomo Zalman. I think his name was Urbach. So Shlomo Zalman's... I don't recall. I don't recall exactly who his family was. But Al-Kopano, he followed the Chazanish around. If you look in the beginning of the Tshuva, the beginning of the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he has tremendous, not like Askamas like from today, he has Askamas from the Chabin Rav and from the Stipler, and they wrote Ha'aris on the Sefer, like a real Askamas, they went through the whole Sefer. This was considered like the authority in Hilchas Yichud. And he writes over here like this, he brings a letter from the Chazanish. So I don't know where he had the letter from, but he was close with the family, so this is authentic. He writes like this, it's in Simon Gimel, which is the Simon about Pesach Pesach Shoster Rabim. In the middle of Ois Vav, he brings over here, the line begins with Hindi Matik, the hand points towards the bottom of the page here. Vehindi Matik, Ois Ba Ois, Eschuis Maran Mikvoid Mikisve Kodesh. This is a word for word from the Ksaviat of the Chazanish. Mechtova Higiani, the Chazanish writes to the person, your letter reached me. Hadas Noites, the Chazanish says, the Seichel would say, the chol she'efshir lachosh l'nichnasin. As long as you can suspect that someone may come in, the chol she'ah ein zem makom seiser. It's not considered like a closed place. Vahyanir, says the Chazanish. Lefizeh, unless this is already him commenting on the Chazanish, I think this is still the Chazanish. Vahyanir lefizeh, the pesach pasuach b'shus harabim. I'm not sure. Maybe these actually are his own words. I'm not sure. Vahyanir lefizeh, the pesach pasuach b'shus harabim.
Part of the Chazanish.
Part of the Chazanish. Iri. Afilu hu batuach she'ein adam nichnas elov. It's not possible somebody's going to walk in. There's nobody coming. Unless someone just walked into your house. Why? Moshi, like you said, the emas rabim olav b'teva afilu ba'ifin zeh. The bottom line is that a person has an emas rabim. A person can do something wrong. He checks 10 times to make sure nobody's looking, right? The famous Gemara Halavai, the person should have yor shemayim like he has yor from Basav Adam. Nobody wants to get caught doing an avera. So like you said, just the obvious point, that if a person is doing an avera, he's going to leave the door unlocked. He's going to lock the door. He'll make sure to lock the door, right? Why would he leave the door unlocked? So, and again, he's saying more than that. that a person, even the most vaitech hashash, one in a million, he wouldn't do it. Which brings to mind the question that you said, if there are people who know your combination and could come in because they know your combination, maybe that should also be like this.
The issue isn't whether or not a person has any intent to do something that's an avera. That's why the chuzifah is.
No, it's a situation which could bring him to do that.
Yeah, but it's not the question of a person's intention. He has great intentions.
For sure.
The chas v'shalom would never even look at the girl that's babysitting downstairs. What does that have to do with the halacha? Either the door has to be open or it's not open. It's not a test, an objective test, subjective test of each person. Oh, what's his? It's a halacha. The Rambam was misakin.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not letting me ask you with a. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that.
Correct. What he's saying is that it's not subjective. He's saying is that in a place where the door is unlocked, which means that what the likelihood that someone's going to walk in, maybe one in a million. It's almost impossible, right? But still, a person, if there's even the slightest chance, there's something called Amos Rabin. That's certainly the truth. That's something called Amos Rabin. And I was listening to a shiur from Rabbi Felder. He gave the following example, which has nothing to do with Yichud, but it's just an idea, right? When you come to a chasna, very often they'll take the ring. They'll ask one of the family members to hold on to the ring until the chuppah, right? Because they don't want the chasna to hold on to the ring. He's busy, so they give it to somebody to hold on to. So the guy who holds on to the ring keeps on sticking his hand into his pocket to touch the ring, right? To make sure that it's there. That's your question. When he put the ring into his pocket, was there a hole in his pocket? There was no hole in his pocket. Did he dance that the ring should fall out of his pocket? The ring didn't fall out of his pocket. So what's he touching it for? Because in one in a million, that maybe the ring fell out, and then during the chuppah, they're going to say, where's the ring? Right? And he's going to be looking at it, and he's going to feel pretty foolish that the whole chas is being... So one in a million, so you're careful and careful, and you don't stop being careful about it, right? So something like this, a person is so careful, is there likely that someone's going to come in? Not only is it unlikely, it's almost certain that no one is coming in. But this is not considered yichud. Yichud means in a situation where a person would be comfortable, or at least we have to be chayshin, and that he could move towards doing something which is aser. But if it's in a situation where a person is worried that somebody is going to walk in on him, or there's even, it's a psychological, he's saying it's a psychological thing. It's not a statistic. It's a psychology.
The premise is that everybody has a yitzhar, and we don't understand what the yitzhar is.
Correct, but he's saying it's based on a psychology.
But a person can't put himself in a matzah.
Correct. So he said that's what he's saying. The Yitzhahara will not take. The Yitzhahara will not.
So if he's chayshin that somebody could walk in, then there's no Yitzhahara.
More than that, there's Amos Rabim also Rabin. Overcomes the Yitzhahara. The Amos Rabim, the teva that a person has, that he's fearful that person, so somebody is it likely it's not going to happen? But Lamaisi, he's so fearful that he wouldn't even try it, right?
Well, he lives in a glass house, right?
Also, so then for sure everyone could see it.
There's no chashash.
Correct.
So
correct.
It's a bit cooler. It's a cooler.
It's a cool for the Chazanish. That you want, if I'm not mistaken, I think that the general minhag ha'olam is to rely on this Chazanish, right? That the door does not have to be mamish wide open. I know I have an issue with my house because my house, I have a door like over here that when you close the door, it locks behind you. We have two people living in the house, so that's the way they. They couldn't figure it out. So that's a real problem. I once had an issue. We had a woman who used to watch the baby. So that was a real issue.
What's meaning, the issue? And then you walked in to get the...
Let's say I would come home to do it. You can't... The Isser of Yichud is even for a moment. People don't realize that. They think there's a shir. There's no shir to the Isser of Yichud. If you could stay there and no one would come in, right? If someone would come in after an hour, after a certain amount of time, then maybe there's no Isser of Yichud because they're going to come in within a certain amount of time. But if no one's coming in, then you cannot be in that situation even for a moment, right? It's like the elevator question. The elevator, the reason why it's mutter is because the elevator is going to open in X amount of time, right? But if you go into a place where it's not opening, but I'm only staying for a minute, it's like an elevator, I'm only going in for a minute. No, but if you're there for a minute, you could stay for an hour. You're not going to leave. That's also a problem. So even if I wanted to walk in to get something, it was an issue. I remember I called the Rav then, he said, you got to leave the door open. What happens when you leave the door open in the winter? So he said, leave it a crack open. So first of all, the wind comes, it blows it all the way open. And then the whole house filled up with leaves, right? And then the neighbor downstairs wanted to know why the hallway was full of leaves. It gets complicated. So that's why people are looking for a hatter. It's not so easy just to leave the door open all the time. Anyways, this is the halacha of the mindset.
When I go to a chasna, family, long time, so I always bring an extra ring in my pocket. In case you lost the ring, it happened already.
So this is the second one already? The first one already you gave out?
What?
The first one you gave out already?
Yes, it happened already. In Vilnius, by Mishkova.
And you, they, and your ring they used?
They can't find the ring. So I tell them, I show, here's the ring.
In the catering business, might have to play it.
I don't have a ring.